On the show today, we have Cook Consulting Services' very own, that's Sarah Snell Cook, talking about her new PR course, which is going to help credit unions and business partners expand their reach. And we all know the great stories that credit unions have to tell on a daily basis. So Sarah's going to be here telling us about her new course that will help credit unions get that word out and expand our reach out there in the world of consumers. So yeah, it's a great, great course that Sarah is introducing, and it's entitled Mission Influence. So yeah, so Sarah tells us all about it here. So I hope you guys check it out. Hey, we've been talking a little bit the past few weeks about you introducing a new public relations course to help credit unions and their business partners expand their reach out there in the media world. And it's called Mission Influence. I like this. So tell me, give me the quick summary, give me the quick elevator speech on what this is all about. I'm excited here.
The elevator pitch is it goes back 25 years almost.
That's a long elevator ride.
Seeing all the public relations that was going on in the market among credit unions and their business partners, and what was good, what was not, seen a lot of that. Now, the last 5 years as a PR practitioner with a handful of clients, it's something that I feel still needs some polishing, maybe some work. So I really think credit unions in particular haven't gained market share ever. I don't know. So I think this is one way they can help to get their story out. And I think the more their business partners also, through outlets like CU Broadcast, can get their stories out, the more they can share how they can help credit unions, and then credit unions can help more members, and it all grows exponentially. That's my plan.
And well, as you well know, and you know it, and being at CU Times for all those years and now doing your PR firm here, is that every conference that we go to, there's at least one session where people are talking about, hey, we got to tell our story better. We got to tell our story. But it just seems like it's we're on a treadmill on that. And we see there are quite a few creatives out there that have that down pretty well, but there are others out there that need a little bit of help in this area. So I like what you're doing here. Is really giving people a kick in the pants here to get their story out there, which is so important, because that's what makes the world go round. That's what connects us, are these stories. And credit unions obviously have a myriad of stories to tell, especially during the pandemic. We heard thousands of stories on what amazing services that they did for folks out there. And they're continuing to do so, post-pandemic, and just doing what credit unions do. So these are the stories that need to get out there. And this is going to help them get that word out there, right? This is kind of going to help them, kind of give them a kind of a template or a roadmap on what to do, right?
Exactly. It's kind of a crash course on every little bit of what has to do with public relations, from why you want to do it in the first place, what's the potential ROIs there, to how the media works, to how to tell a story in a way that grabs attention. Prepping for those interviews, prepping, in case of a PR crisis, because no matter how great you are, it can happen.
Oh, yeah.
And we've seen that a little bit recently. Mm-hmm. And, then how to distribute it, because, it's changed so much in the time I've been doing it, of course. Mm-hmm. And, making sure that credit unions and their business partners are getting the stories out anywhere they possibly can.
Right.
It's so interesting. One of the most recent things I've seen so much on TikTok lately, and I don't think this is like the shiny object that just moves on. It is one of the fastest growing outlets, and something like 45%, and I can't cite the source right now, but something like 45% of Gen Z and millennials look to TikTok for financial information.
Isn't that amazing?
So it's definitely, that's yet another way to get your brand awareness out there and engage and get people to recognize the relevance that credit unions have.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, because there's so many channels now today where you can get your story out there. It's not just the newspaper or the radio station anymore, obviously. but it's like, who has a newspaper anymore? But anyway, so you got the newspaper, you got the radio, you got the TV, you got, websites, you got TikTok, you got all sorts of social media channels and video. Oh my gosh. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I'm sure you guys are going to cover all of that in great detail, which would be a huge help to a lot of credit unions out there who might not have the resources to kind of cover this type of stuff. You know, maybe some of the other bigger shops might be able to handle this type of stuff, but you know, maybe some of the medium size or smaller credit unions would need a bit of a lift in this area. So this is what you're going to do. So tell me a little bit about the course. And oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. If you want to,
no, I was going to say our boutique credit unions and business partners, those that are kind of in the middle to smaller size, are definitely the ones that will need this kind of resource because you know, many credit unions don't put marketing at a strategic level within their organization, and so or can't because they just don't have the resources. Right. So, you know, somebody, an okay writer, ends up being their PR person or their marketing person. And often, you know, somebody may be trained in marketing, but didn't necessarily do PR. It's a different angle. It's a different personality, I think. Through the course, you start to ask about Mike, it's going to be 6 weeks, 90-minute sessions once a week. We are going to pound through all kinds of stuff. We're going to have guest speakers, some of whom you'll definitely recognize, who are within credit unions, in journalism, all around, you know, as well as myself, to help drive home why you're doing this, why you want to engage in public relations and media relations. And so, you know, there's going to be homework. And once you finish all your homework and complete all the courses, you know, we'll provide a certificate of completion.
Right on.
For your managers, your staff, whomever needs that, so that you can say, yes, I really did this. Hopefully they complain enough, but get enough out of it. They complain enough about the work itself.
Yeah.
Because it is going to be pretty intense, given the compressed time period. But I think it'll be well worth it, as you know, when they take it back and apply it in their own shops. And we're going to work on that during the session.
Good. Yeah. You need that practical information is so important. And to have people come on and share their experiences and their expertise in this area. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Spot on. Will this be kind of an on-demand course, or is it going to be live each week, or how does that part of it work?
Yeah, right now it's going to be live each week because I feel like there's a lot of opportunity for back and forth for engagement. I really like that part because people may ask questions on something I didn't intend to cover, but it is very important. The other thing is I'm in my beautiful office. You can't see much of it right now in historic Savage Mill in Savage, Maryland. So if you want to come in person, you are welcome to. We have nice conference tables, sofa, like all kinds of stuff. And we'll do a happy hour afterward.
There you go. Even better.
Even better. Yeah.
So when does it all start? And give us kind of some of those parameters. When does it start and how long does it?
Yeah. Well, it's coming up soon. It's coming very soon. It's actually going to start September 1st, every Thursday, 4 to 5:30 PM Eastern time. And we're going to run through October 6th. That's the 6 weeks.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, it will be live. However, if you've already registered for the course and you just can't make one of them, there will be a recording of it as well.
Cool.
But like I said, the in-person engagement, the questions that you get to ask live, I think are very important. It's also important for all the other attendees to learn from as well. Mm-hmm. And we will come in and, like, for example, if the homework from the week prior, you know, we're going to review it. We're going to say, what'd you do right? What'd you do? What can you work on? Because we aren't doing anything wrong. We can just improve, right? You know, having that sort of group input, I think, is going to be really useful as well.
And if anybody comes on and say, hey, you know what? My dog ate my homework. What are you going to do, Sarah? Are you going to send her to the vice principal's office, or what's going to happen there?
Oddly enough, I actually had a cat eat my homework at one time. It was pretty funny.
Right. Right, Sarah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because the homework be offered digitally.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Probably not going to happen anymore.
No. I'm just messing with you. But yeah, so I really like this because and people are so, most of us are such visual learners, and to do this via video, obviously we're also used to we're all PhDs in Zoom now. So we're all really used to this medium. And like you said, if you want to swing by your offices in person, do that as well. Anything else that we need to know about this, Sarah, that you want to share?
Well, you know, the one thing I would say, there are a couple things I would say. One, I think, you know, there are ROIs that are difficult to measure, but are invaluable when you're talking public relations. And I might know that from your background as well. So I think there is a lot of, we're going to emphasize that in the first week. And then following through, we will be sure to engage and make sure people are actually applying what they've learned
in the
process of the course. Yeah. The idea is, yes, you had asked about an on-demand option as well. I want to get a couple live ones going, get the feedback, make sure it's like what people need and want. And then, yeah, that is one of my next step options, is to do an on-demand course as well. So
for you, good for you. Yeah. I think it's going to be great for the industry. Cause again, yeah, stories make the world go round, and credit unions do that really, really well. We need to get more of those stories out there to get people to know what we do and how we do it and all that good stuff. So yeah, this is great stuff. All righty. Yeah. And so where can folks go to sign up and register? Where do they go?
Of course they can go to cookconsultingsolutions.com.
Got it.
To register. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it. And I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be huge. And the other thing about just off the top of my head here, because of how everything is so digital now, a lot of this stuff is so trackable now. So whereas back in the day, it was kind of like, what was that, spray and pray type of thing? It's like, put the press release out there to everybody and hope somebody picks it up. But everything's very trackable. You can really keep an eye on things and how things are performing. So yeah, so I'm sure you're going to cover that in great, great detail. So we appreciate it. So
yep, absolutely. And as you mentioned, you know, ironically enough, people go to CUNA GAC and all these other conferences, and they have these great storytellers up there, and they also have the sessions about you need to tell your story more, and then nothing. So yeah, this is the kick in the pants, hopefully. Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Anytime, Sarah. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Yeah, it's something that's going to be very, very useful for our industry and get that word out about us. So good stuff. All right, Sarah, well, I'm going to let you get going because I know you probably got a lot of preparations to do. This is right around the corner, September 1st. So yeah, really looking forward to it. So well done. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.